Have you ever removed your helmet?
No.
Has it ever been removed by others?
Never.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Previously on The Mandalorian.
A Mandalorian covert is close. The contact will lead to them. However, no hyperdrive.
Moving fast is the only thing keeping me safe.
Razorcrest, stand down. We will punch.
The Razorcrest skids across an ice sheet.
Hold on.
It crashes through a sinkhole into a cavern.
We're lucky if we get off this frozen tomb with our lives.
Scores of spiders begin hatching.
Go, go, go! Back to the ship!
A giant arachnid clambers out from a shadowy hollow. The Razorcrest fires its thrusters, shaking off ice and spiders. As it starts to lift off, the giant drops on top of it, bringing it to the ground before the beast is felled by blaster fire.
Am I under arrest?
Technically, you should be. But these are trying times.
I'm gonna repair the cockpit enough for us to limp to Trask. There's nothing I can do about the main hull's integrity, so we're gonna have to get cozy in the cockpit. It's gonna be a long ride.
The Razorcrest limps off at sublight speed, its right thruster flickering. Our view orbits a gas giant planet until an Earth-like moon is revealed on its far side. The Razorcrest cruises around the planet toward its destination, its right thruster still blinking erratically and emitting a stream of embers into space. On board, the child's ears perk up and down as he sleeps in one of the cockpit's jump seats. In the other jump seat, the frog lady sleeps with her arms wrapped around her egg tank. Mando dozes at the helm. He wakes to find a light blinking on the dash and sees the moon up ahead. The child rubs his sleepy eyes. The frog wakes up as well and sees the cloudy blue moon.
Looks like we made it. Get ready for landing. Dank Ferrick. The landing array isn't responding. Without the guidance system, it'll be a manual re-entry. Might get a little choppy. Once we're through the atmosphere, there should be just enough fuel to slow us down. If we don't burn to a crisp.
The moon tilts out of view outside the windshield as the ship levels off. It dives belly first toward the atmosphere. Its heat shields glow red hot, then ignites into flames as it free falls. Condensation drips from the canopy.
Come up here, I need your hands.
As the frog lady sets aside her egg cylinder, the child eyeballs it.
This lever needs to stay back. Can you do that? Keep it steady, here we go.
Holding on to the lever, she looks back to see her canister sloshing around in the jump seat. The ship rockets like a shooting star through the clouds. Down on the surface, a Mon Calamari in waders puts his lobster-like hands on his hips as he watches its uncontrolled descent.
Razorcrest, this is Trask Flight Control. Please reduce your speed to port protocol.
I'm trying my best here. Engage reverse thrusters. Brace!
With her free hand, the frog lady braces her egg tank. Flotsam and Jetsam break off the ship as it engages its landing gear.
Hold on.
Razorcrest, do you copy? You have to reduce speed.
Almost there. Almost there.
Razorcrest, do you copy?
It rapidly descends toward a pier.
Razorcrest, you're coming in too fast. You have to...
Mando flips off the comms and decelerates at the last moment, struggling to keep the ship level as he lowers toward a landing pad.
Here we go. Nice and easy.
A blast erupts from the right repulsor. The crest lurches sideways and splashes down into the harbor. Watching it, the Mon Calamari shakes his head and walks away. A title appears over black. The Mandalorian. Chapter 11, The Heiress. A cargo sling at the end of a crane lifts the Razorcrest out of the water, tossing its occupants around in the cockpit. An enormous, four-legged mobile loading gantry swings the ship toward the wharf and drops it unceremoniously into the nearest berth, covered in seaweed. As it settles, water spills out of every crevice. The Mandalorian disembarks with the frog lady, who totes her egg tank on her back. As she looks around, the Mon Calamari dock worker approaches.
So, how can I help you?
Can you fix it?
Fix it. I can make it fly.
Do what you can.
The Mandalorian pays him, then moseys off.
I'll fuel it up. If it still holds fuel.
The frog lady searches the port. The seafaring folk, comprised mostly of Quarren Mon Calamarian humans, pass to and fro, largely blocking her view. She turns. Through the crowd, she locks eyes with a green-skinned frogman. The two of them hurry to each other. They embrace. The frogman takes the egg tank from her back and carefully sets it on the ground. His bride affectionately strokes his amphibious snout, then rubs her webbed fingers over the glass cylinder as they both stare at the eggs floating within. The child looks up at Mando from his pram.
I know you're hungry. We'll get you something to eat.
The frogman comes over and gratefully clasps his arm.
You're welcome. I was told you could lead me to others of my kind.
He points.
The inn, over there?
A woman in a hooded black cloak watches from a distance. As the Mandalorian turns his head, he catches a brief glimpse of her before she vanishes in the crowd. He moves on, following the reunited frog couple across the seaport. Dock workers move cargo up and down the wharf, where tall poles of netting jut into a sky of dusky clouds. Indoors, a hand squeezes a nozzle and fills a bowl with thick chowder, then retracts the hose straight upward toward the ceiling. A Quarren patron slides the bowl in front of himself at a table and begins to eat. Mando and the frog couple enter. The male waves to a Mon Calamari, who waves back.
Thank you.
Have a seat over there.
Mando goes to a table as the frog couple leaves.
What can I get you?
Nothing for me. A bowl of chowder for my friend.
These seats are scarce, buddy. Everyone seated needs to eat.
I can buy something else. Information.
He places some calamari flan on the table, which the server scoops up.
Have you seen others that look like me?
The server glances around, then pulls a hose down from the ceiling and fills a bowl with chowder.
Others with Beskar have been through here.
He retracts the hose and slides the bowl to the child.
Who can take me to them?
I know someone who might help.
He walks off. The child sees something swimming around in the chowder. His ears twitch. Mando watches the server cross the room to a Quarren patron. The child dunks his spoon in the chowder. The Quarren looks over his shoulder at Mando. A squid jumps from the bowl and hugs the child's face. The Quarren crosses to their table.
Don't play with your food.
Mando pokes the squid with a knife and it drops back into the chowder. The child looks up at him, wide-eyed. The Quarren takes a seat.
You seek others of your kind?
Have you seen them?
I can bring you to them.
Where?
Only a few hours' sail. It'll cost you, though.
As the squid-headed sailor eyes him sidelong, Mando leans forward a little in his seat. Later, a fishing vessel sails out into the ocean, a single steel mast jutting from its prow and twin pontoon-like supports flanking its stern. An all-Quarren crew works the deck, while Mando and the child in his floating pram gaze out over a portside railing as they go along for the ride. The patron from the inn approaches them, wielding a pole hook over one shoulder.
You ever see a mama Quarren eat? Quite a sight.
Mando looks away disinterestedly.
Child might take an interest. You should take a look. Come on over here. Get a good view. Let the kids see.
All right, close enough.
Here we go.
Using his pole hook, he positions a net full of fish over a large grate in the deck, which slides open to expose a hold full of seawater. A Quarren crewman operates a control, dumping out the fish from the net. The seawater starts bubbling up.
She must be hungry. Oftentimes, we'll feed her in the early morning, but we missed that because we were going out of fish.
He bats the pram into the hold, where a leviathan pops up and swallows it in one gulp. The Mandalorian dives in after it. The grate closes.
Best car is ours.
Mando surfaces and grabs the lattice. Quarren's jab at his grip with sharp fishing tools. He lets go and sinks, bubbles streaming from his helmet.
Correct, father!
The Mandalorian resurfaces. The Quarrens resume stabbing at him through the lattice. From above, a Mandalorian descends on a jetpack, blasts one of his assailants, and relieves another of his weapon. A second Mandalorian jets in for a flying kick. Mando struggles to keep his head above water. One of the mysterious newcomers stabs a Quarren with a gauntlet blade, then drives his head into a post. A third Mandalorian flies in and engages several bad guys in hand-to-hand combat, besting them each in quick succession. Blaster fire finishes off the remaining Quarrens. The grate opens.
Take my hand.
There's a creature. It has the child.
On it.
One of the Mandalorians dives in.
The child. Help the child.
Don't worry, brother. We've got this.
Mando sits recovering on a heap of rigging. Flashes appear under the surface of the holding tank. A shape jets up out of the water. The Mandalorian who dove in lands on the deck with the dented pram in her arms. Setting it down, she tears off its lid. She extracts the swaddled infant from within.
Here you go, little one.
She hands him unharmed to his protector. Mando studies the three warriors standing before him.
Thank you. I've been searching for more of our kind.
Well, lucky we found you first.
I've been quested to deliver this child. I was hoping that...
The trio remove their helmets. Mando braces himself on the rigging as he gets a look at their exposed faces. He pushes himself to his feet and steps in close.
Where did you get that armor?
This armor has been in my family for three generations.
You do not cover your face. You are not Mandalorian.
He's one of them.
Dink Ferrick.
One of what?
I am Bo-Katan of Clan Kryze. I was born on Mandalore and fought in the Purge. I am the last of my line.
A metal headband holds back her auburn hair.
And you are a child of the Watch.
The Watch?
Children of the Watch are a cult of religious zealots that broke away from Mandalorian society. Their goal was to reestablish the ancient way.
There is only one way. The way of the Mandalore.
Bo blinks her eyes as he turns away from her. He jets off of the deck with the child tucked in one arm. The trio watches him soar over the mast into the cloudy sky. While her two clanmates swap a look, Bo heaves a sigh. The image wipes away from left to right to reveal the ocean at sunset. Three figures jet off from the distant fishing vessel moments before it's racked with explosions. Mando watches from the shore, then turns and walks away with the child cradled in his arm. After dark, a vessel glides along the shadowy docks, its hull and mast dotted with lights. The Mandalorian walks through the wharf under dim lampposts. Still holding the child, he moves at a slow, deliberate pace. His helmeted head turns slightly as he carries on.
Hey!
A Quarren emerges from the shadows.
You!
Mando pauses with his back to the stranger, who lurks among crates of cargo.
You killed my brother.
More Quarren step out in front of him, blocking his path. The Mandalorian stands frozen as one of the thugs retrieves a crowbar. Another loosens his shoulder muscles.
Let me pass.
I don't think you understand. You killed my brother. Now, I'm gonna kill your pet.
The child eyes a weapon in his hand. Clan Kryze arrives by jetpack.
He didn't kill your brother. I did.
Before Mando can even get his blaster out, the others mow down the Quarrens. As the last of them falls dead, they reholster their weapons.
Can we at least buy you a drink?
At the inn.
Trask is a black market port. They're staging weapons that have been bought and sold with the plunders of our planet. We're seizing those weapons and using them to retake our homeworld. Once we've done that, we'll seat any Mandalore on the throne.
That planet is cursed. Anyone who goes there dies. Once the Empire knew they couldn't control it, they made sure no one else could either.
Don't believe everything you hear. Our enemies want to separate us. But Mandalorians are stronger together.
That's not part of my plan. I've been quested with returning this child to the Jedi.
What do you know of the Jedi?
Nothing. I was hoping you would help me by Creed.
One of the Mandalorians notices the child watching her intently as she slurps up a wiggling worm. His ears lower. The three clan members swap looks amongst themselves.
I can lead you to one of their kind. But first, we need your help on our mission.
Mission?
At dawn, they look out at a landing pad across the water.
You see that Imperial Gazanti freighter? It's being loaded with weapons as we speak. According to the port's manifest, it's scheduled to depart at first light.
So we stow away.
We've been hitting them pretty hard. They scan for life forms as a precaution before pushing back.
If you want to do this with four, you're going to need the element of surprise.
Exactly. The freighter will maintain trawling speed while inside the shipping lanes and then ascend in orbit. We'll jet up when they're cruising at low speed in atmosphere. The tower won't allow them to climb until they've left the port's airspace.
Troopers?
Squad at most.
And they couldn't hit the side of a Bantha.
The four Mandalorians gaze toward the vessel from atop the Razor Crest. Mando nods to Bo. Later, he knocks on a door. The frog lady opens up to find him holding the child.
Something's come up. Can I leave him with you for a bit? You are gonna stay here. So I want you to be respectful and mind your manners. You know what I'm talking about. Thanks. I'll be back for him.
The child touches one of his clawed hands to the egg tank. His mouth gapes with delight as he sees a tadpole hatching inside. The image wipes away to the port where the Gozanti freighter lifts off from its dock. In a misty spray of jet wash, its landing gear retracts inside its underbelly. The hulking ship glides past the masts of docked vessels as it cruises along the wharf. Its triple engines glow blue as it slowly gains altitude. Four tiny figures descend upon it from the clouds, their jetpacks glinting in the fog. The Mandalorians fly unseen over a gangway along the side of the ship where stormtroopers stand guard. They suddenly drop in and take the sentries by surprise, but one of them manages to trip an alarm button.
Pirates!
Seizing him around the waist, a Mandalorian flies him off the gangway into the sky. Inside the freighter, the ship's captain joins two subordinates on the bridge.
Pirates again.
A stormtrooper lands on the windshield before sliding off. The captain turns to a small unit of troopers just outside the bridge.
Guard that hall. Seal the hatch, sir.
The armored doors slide shut. The white-haired captain remains standing, his steely eyes shifting around shrewdly. Out on the gangway, a Mandalorian hotwires the alarm panel and gets a door to slide open. Inside, troopers rush through a set of blast doors into a corridor.
Breach in security.
Bo bursts in and knifes them down with her gauntlet blade. As the last of the troopers slowly falls, her clanmates join her. They proceed down the corridor. Mando follows a few steps behind. More troopers flood into view at the end of a hall and open fire. The Mandalorians take shelter behind braces along the walls. Pinned down, Mando returns fire. The warriors move out with military precision and advance their position, sniping at troopers along the way. Mando watches one of them nod to the others, who again move out and return fire in perfect coordination until every last one of the enemy is vanquished. They pepper the downed troopers with more blasts for good measure as they file past. On the bridge...
What's going on? How many of them are there?
Hard to say. At least 10, maybe more.
Sir, there are only 4 life forms.
Wait, they're Mandalorian. We...
The security officer turns from his seat and shares a look with the captain, who shifts his cold eyes to the clouds ahead. The officers resume their operations.
They're headed towards the cargo bay.
How long until we clear the atmosphere and can make the jump to hyperspace?
We can't climb until we leave the harbor zone, sir.
Climb now. Climb now.
The pilot enters a sequence on his control panel, and the security officer pulls back on a yoke. The ship's engines flare, sending a concussive blast across the water below as it begins to climb through the atmosphere. Back on board, the Mandalorians move through another set of doors. As they take cover behind more braces, Mando throws a charge across the floor. Concealed by the smoke, the Mandalorians press forward using their thermal vision to gun down the enemy. Elsewhere, more stormtroopers ready themselves for attack. One of them issues blasters to the others. A deck officer sees them taking position and speaks into his comm.
What's happening?
The intruders are heading your way.
Let's hold them off long enough until we can make the jump to hyperspace and rendezvous with the fleet.
Copy. We need to hold them off until we can make the jump to hyperspace.
He raises a blaster and aims it at an elevator. Its display lights up with the first of three hexagons. The second hexagon lights up. Half a dozen troopers stand ready around the deck officer in the cargo hold, their blasters poised. The last hexagon lights up. The elevator door opens, unleashing a hail of blaster fire.
Close the door.
Sir! Close the door!
Which one?
All of them!
As the Mandalorians advance, a door closes behind them.
Close all of them!
Close all the doors!
Another set of doors closes, sealing off the cargo bay. While the troopers check on one of their fallen comrades, the deck officer speaks into his comm.
I think we have them trapped, sir.
Trapped them where?
In the cargo control area.
On the bridge, the captain blinks his eyes.
Where?
In the cargo control area.
Bay doors open behind the deck officer, sucking him out of the ship along with the troopers. Back on the bridge, the security officer gulps.
Come in. Do you copy?
In the cargo area.
Do you copy?
The Mandalorians open a case of weapons.
I copy. Thanks for packing up all this gear so nicely.
Imagine what a division of us can do when we get our hands on what's inside these shiny little boxes.
If you think you're going to escape with those weapons, you are sadly mistaken. Even if you manage to jettison a few of those crates, we will comb the entire area until you're hunted down and killed.
Oh, we're not jettisoning anything. We're taking the entire ship.
What?
Put some tea on. We'll be up in a minute.
As Bo sets down her comm, Mando confronts her.
This is more than I signed up for.
There is something I need if I am to rule Mandalore, something that was once mine. They know where it is, and soon so will I. Regardless, we are taking the ship for the battles ahead.
I got you your weapons. I have to return to my ship with the Foundling.
If you want my help finding the Jedi, you will help me take this ship.
You're changing the terms of the deal.
This is the way.
She holds him in her gaze a beat longer before walking away. Mando watches her put her helmet back on, with the other two following. He reluctantly heads after them. On the bridge, a hologram appears on the control panel.
What is it, Captain?
Another pirate hijacking.
Are you able to eliminate them?
No. We need backup immediately.
Are these the same pirates that have attacked our other vessels?
They appear to be, sir.
How far have they gotten?
They've breached the cargo hold and taken everything but the bridge. We require immediate backup.
If they've taken that much of the ship, I'm afraid that's no longer an option. You know what to do.
The pilot and security officer exchange a nervous glance.
Long live the Empire.
The captain nods to Moff Gideon.
Long live the Empire.
Red light flashes. The two subordinates slump over, dead. The captain holsters his blaster, pushes the security officer's body to the floor, and takes his seat. He flips a few switches, then shoves the yoke forward. The freighter goes into a dive. In a corridor, the Mandalorians lose their balance and brace themselves against a wall.
They're taking the ship down! Let's move!
They take off running.
There's the bridge. Come on!
As they're met with a hail of blaster fire, they take cover behind the wall braces.
How many troopers?
6 to 10. Two with heavy repeating blasters.
We're losing altitude fast. We need to move now.
They have too much firepower.
Still dropping. 10,000.
We'll never make it to the bridge in time.
9,000.
Mando eyes the stormtroopers in his thermal view.
8,000.
He holsters his blaster and grabs two charges off his hip.
7,000.
Cover me.
He runs out directly into the blaster fire. The shots bounce off his armor as he powers his way down the hall with the charges cupped in either fist. Brought down to his knees, he lets them fly at the troopers. The charges explode. The Mandalorians take cover again as flames erupt down the hallway. Mando pins himself to the floor until they subside.
Come on.
He leads a charge to the bridge door. On the other side, the captain flies straight for the sea. He looks back to see the intruders breaking in. Mando yanks him from his seat. Bo pins the captain to a wall and deploys her gauntlet blade right in front of his face as the others try to pull the ship out of its dive.
Where is it?
There's what?
The dark saber. Does he have it?
If you're asking, you already know.
Easy.
Leveling out at the last second, the freighter skirts right past a fishing vessel out on the ocean, then banks upwards into the sky once more. Mando flips some controls.
I'll let you live, but you will take me to him.
You might let me live, but he won't.
He bites down on a suicide shocker.
We have to go. He sent a distress signal. Clear the atmosphere and prepare to jump. Are you sure you won't join us?
There's something I need to do.
The offer stands if you change your mind.
Where can I find the Jedi?
Bo removes her helmet.
Take the Foundling to the city of Kaladin on the forest planet of Corvus. There you will find Ahsoka Tano. Tell her you were sent by Bo-Katan. And thank you. Your bravery will not be forgotten. This is the way.
This is the way.
They hold each other's gaze for a moment. Then Mando sets off from the bridge, the door sliding shut behind him. He exits the gangway and leaps over the edge. The freighter whooshes out of view as he freefalls a bit before engaging his jetpack. Now, the frog mother shows the child how to gently pet one of her newly hatched polywogs in a bowl of water. Mando enters.
Thank you for watching him. Okay, kid. Come on. It's time to go. Let go. Come on, kid. Congratulations.
He exits with the child.
No. I have enough pets.
The frogs bump snouts. They both gaze down adoringly at their child. At the port, the Razorcrest sits rusty and tarnished on its berth. As the Mandalorian stares at it, the Mon Calamari dock worker steps up beside him and puts his arms akimbo in a proud pose.
I gave you 1,000 credits. This was the best you could do?
The worker holds up a tablet and Mando taps on it. The bounty hunter boards his ship and opens the door to the cockpit. He ducks under some netting draped from the ceiling and eyes the crude repair work as the bulkhead shuts behind him. He sets the child down in a jump seat. The foundling watches him take his position at the helm. Nautical strapping crisscrosses the cockpit, holding everything together.
Mon Calamari. Unbelievable.
He powers up the ship. It shudders as it lifts off. Loose flaps flutter on the left repulsor. Mando and the child bounce in their seats as they take to the air. A sea critter that's a cross between a squid and a crab uses its 6 tentacles to climb up some rigging. The child watches it reach the ceiling. It crosses to another rope line, slowly slithering its way in his direction. Behind Mando's shoulder, its tentacles drape downward toward the child. A view from its compound eyes zeroes in on its prey. As it drops, Mando reaches back and catches it. The Razor Crest retracts its landing gear, shedding a loose component as it soars for the clouds.
I finally know where I'm taking you, but it's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Mando looks back to see the child slurping up the last few inches of a tentacle. The Razor Crest flies out of the moon's atmosphere and makes the jump to light speed, leaving behind another loose part that tumbles through space. Cut to black. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals, voiced by Nicole Zanzarella.